And now it's time to hear from God's Word in the Bible, from Hebrews chapter 11.
The reading today is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, reading verses 1 to 6, and then jumping to the end of the chapter, reading verses 32 to 40. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson and Jephthah, about David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. There were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain an even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something far better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
Faith can be an exciting thing. There are times we just know that God is leading us to something and we pray for it and it happens. There are lots of examples in the Bible of people who had faith in Jesus resulting in wonderful things. And maybe you've got experiences of that from your own life. Faith can also be about hanging in there when things are very, very tough. Now, the people that this letter was written to were going through a very hard time. There was a lot of persecution going on. And faith in this circumstance can just mean hanging on tight to the Lord. So here's a few thoughts about faith, which I hope will be helpful today, because we do want to be giants of faith. We want to be people who are part of that great story of faith that's being told in Hebrews chapter 11, person after person who had faith and it made the difference. And we're part of that as well. First of all, faith is about, it's there in chapter 12 of Hebrews, fixing your eyes upon Jesus, because he is the perfect example of faith. Jesus was prepared to endure the cross with all its shame, with all its agony, because he believed that there was a great joy that was set before him. And sometimes faith is like that for us. We believe through the difficulties. We believe through the pain, because God has promised such great things for us. Look what happened to Jesus. Death leads to resurrection. So please don't think that if you have faith, it's going to make everything come out fine quickly. It didn't for Jesus, and some of the time it won't for us too. Have a look at the life of Jesus and see how, as this letter puts it, he learns obedience through what he suffers. Let's go to him It says in the letter to the Hebrews, outside the city, and just despise the shame, just stand there with him. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. The exciting type of faith can be learned quite quickly, although it can lead to huge disappointments as well. But this deeper level of faith will come only as we are really concentrating our thoughts on Jesus. One of the things that we've been doing during the lockdown period is I've been offering a study on Mark's gospel, and those who've been really engaging this are really getting to the crunch points of the gospel by now. Can I encourage you? It's there. Focusing on Jesus is what really matters in terms of promoting our faith. And then faith is about drawing near to God. We draw near to God because Jesus has become, as this letter puts it, our high priest. He links us and God the Father. He is able to save us completely. He is able to give us mercy and help in our time of need, as Jesus himself discovered. In prayer, we are able, when we pray through Jesus, to go into that most holy place. Faith is about believing that our contact with Jesus is real. Faith is about when I sit down or stand to pray or kneel or however it is I do it, that I know that He is there and I know that He is listening and I know that I can draw near to God with a full assurance of faith. Now, brothers and sisters, let's not mess about with faith. Let's not treat it as something to be done half-heartedly. Let's pray. Let's draw near. Let's get to know this God better. And if there are times, as there will be, when it feels that nothing much is happening, that's the time. Refocus on Jesus. See what he went through. And if we need each other, take each other's support. We're in this long race. There are times when we stumble, we fall, we trip up. Elite athletes do it. Elite athletes can collapse 400 meters from the finish line. And so can even the most experienced and well-trained Christian disciples. But we can be there for each other. That's why this letter tells us to encourage one another and to keep provoking each other to good works. Maybe you can help somebody else's faith today. Faith is about trusting in God. There are great examples of this in Hebrews 11, who people, when it came to the crunch, decided that they would trust God. And boy, did it make a difference. Faith is about throwing things off. It's about getting rid of stuff that doesn't help our Christian life. And the sin, as it says in the letter to Hebrews, that easily entangles us. Faith is about believing in the church. It's about believing that God has a long-term plan for his people. It's about continuing to believe that if at times the evidence seems to point the other way. Faith for Mills Hill Baptist Church is about believing that God has a future for this church and that God is doing something in this lockdown and working towards something that is good. And faith is holding on in the hard times. Faith is about living with times when we're disciplined and it seems that God is more interested in teaching us lessons than he is in blessing us. So today I want to encourage you, take faith seriously. Draw near to God. Your faith matters. Pray. Get help if you need it. And what we're going to do now is we are going to pray. And I want you to say today, I will draw near to God. I will fix my eyes upon Jesus. I will be a giant of faith. So let's pray together. First of all, let's fix our eyes upon Jesus, who is the author, the pioneer of our faith. He showed faith before we did. So, Jesus, we thank you for all that you went through for us. Thank you that for the joy that was set before you, you endured the cross and all its shame. You endured the Garden of Gethsemane. You endured the physical agony. You endured mockery by human people. And all the way through, You kept to faith. Lord, we're amazed at what you've done and amazed that you call us to follow you. Lord, help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the Jesus who cured people, the Jesus who loved people, the Jesus who pours out his Holy Spirit upon us, the Jesus who has promised to be with us until the very end of the age. Lord Jesus, we focus upon you now. And especially now, we focus on the fact that Jesus knows about our weaknesses. We don't feel like giants of faith as we come to pray. But Jesus knows what it is to be human. Everything that we experience, he's experienced too. So he's able to sympathize fully with us. He doesn't judge us as we come to prayer. And Lord, we thank you for that. How amazing you are. Lord, help us really to take that in. Help us to understand it. Help us to be motivated by it. And because of who Jesus is and what he has done, he is fully able to give us help in our times of need. So offer your needs to God now. Offer to God the things you want him to do. Don't hold back. Don't be polite. It says in Hebrews that Jesus cried out with loud cries towards God. So feel free to do the same today. And if you need to pause the video, please do. And we cry out for the kingdom to come. Lord, so much in our world is wrong. There are so many ways that we human beings have messed up. There are so many things in our lives that need to change. Father, forgive us. Father, help us to see the way forward. Father, we praise you that today we pray because Jesus has won the decisive victory. And we put our trust in him today. Lord, help us to follow. Help us to be faithful. Help us to keep drawing near to you and to be transformed by you. For we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. And we say the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.